show, Doctor, can you help me? And this is your host, the Dr. Christian. Doctor, can you help me? And this is your host, Dr. Christian. The show, Doctor, can you help me? It's not a medical show. No, it's much broader. The topic of this show is life, everything possible. Now, this show is produced by the Save the American Family not-for-profit organization, abbreviated with four letters SDAF. And the website is based on that, www.sdaf1.org.feebly.com. It's a huge website. It's one of the leading websites, free advice and answers and questions service. To go through this website would take 10 years, but start from the beginning with the aim to go through the whole website and much more. Why? Because when you apply the information, you will be successful in your life. Teach your children to do the same. And how do you do your, how do you teach your children? Number one thing, remember, your children will do what they see you doing as a parent. They don't do what you tell them to do. So the best way for you as a family, for you parents and for your children, and if you are not married yet, for you yourself alone or with your friends, to create a weekly study and discussion group. During the week, you first to decide what you all study for the meeting, and then you you study all the during the week, and then you discuss the material after 1 week in your weekly meeting. And the weekly meeting may be about 2+ hours, but can be longer. And you will learn there when you apply the information, the secrets of successful life. This is meant to be, this is a very good idea, this weekly meeting, especially in your own family. Have every family member present in the group, including your babies. The way babies will learn even when they sleep. Babies already learn in the womb. And start taking material in our website from the tab Services, and there from the sub-tab Restoring Any Marriage. That's the family tab. When you go through the family tab, that alone takes 4 years, you have the understanding how successful family life functions. You will never regret that. Give this gift to your children. This is meant to be lasting forever, that kind of group. Today's topic, we start with 5 things you can do to keep your heart healthy. Cardiovascular diseases, CVDs, as they are abbreviated, the catch-all term for diseases affecting the heart and the blood vessels, including heart attack and stroke, is a leading global killer. We handled these kinds of things with the recent show, and it's on the website. All these radio show recordings, if a script exists, is put there in the tab Radio TV Shows, and you find the dates, the date, and you see the material there in print. Now the print might be shorter than what we talk here, but the basic things are there, easy to study. We handled the vein problems, we handled the varicose veins, and those kinds of important issues. There's much fraud even in that area, even though we are talking about medical doctors. Now we are talking about how to have your heart healthy. Heart health can lead to health impairments or heart sicknesses, from loss of body functions to mental disturbances that can greatly affect your quality of life. You can become a zombie if you have a stroke. We are constantly told to eat this and do that in order to keep ourselves healthy. We are familiar with all of the warnings that come with drinking alcohol, smoking, and eating junk food. Yet people do it. Then, if you know you are eating junk food, don't eat that. Do not eat processed food. Otherwise, you risk to have a stroke. Otherwise, you risk to have overweight. Otherwise, you risk having heart problems. Otherwise, you risk to have dementia early and Alzheimer's disease. Eat natural stuff that you prepare in your whole own kitchen and buy the food in the local supermarket, the ingredients, not the food, the ingredients in the local supermarket. Our organization, Save the Hamilton Family, has developed a new, totally new healthy lifestyle and correct nutrition program meant for the U.S. government using the new healthcare legislation. It will be released in Washington, D.C. in a one-day televised event. But not yet. First, we must see what's going to happen when the new president comes. Because the political situation is time being is that the House, fully Senate and House is controlled by Republicans. Many of them don't like the Obamacare. I don't know who does like it. My personal opinion is this is too complicated, and it is not as it could be. I have studied the world situation in these issues, and I say there are better solutions. There are better solutions in Canada, there are better solutions in England, there are better solutions in Scandinavia. This would copy the Scandinavian model. Now, it's the case now, time being, it is what it is. This healthy lifestyle according to nutrition program took 27 years to create, and it costs only for one person monthly $95 for cover every nutrients one person needs. That's amazing. The purpose, when you start following that kind of program, you don't learn it in this show. No, that is not even available yet, made available publicly, as I mentioned, because it's such a big thing. It's a multi-billion dollar worth of program. It's going to be sold around the world into every country. The point is this, that when you eat naturally, you save money, you lose your overweight, and you stay healthy. And the saved money, we are guiding in that program to be invested in a correct manner, and the investments are going to grow step by step with the goal to become a millionaire. And that is not the goal. So that much we can promise, but time being, that's not made available yet because of the political situation. Back to these things, heart health. According to the World Health Organization, the top ways to lower the risk of developing cardiovascular disease include the following: reduce smoke inhalation, make healthy food choices, be physically active, and therefore reduce your body mass index, and control blood pressure and cholesterol. Now, this doesn't mean that you have to eat pills. Now, you have to eat pills by being most likely if you are sick. But this means what I said you have to do in a natural manner. Then you can have life. Which one is better for you? To eat in a wrong manner and kill yourself young? Or eat in a correct manner, save money, become a millionaire, and live longer life? I've chosen the enjoyable life. And remember, it was only costing $93 for me when I was testing the program for 3 years, and I still do the same. In the United Kingdom, the National Institute of Health and Care Excellence recommends reducing salt and fat in foods using active modes of transport such as walking and removing stressful living environments. In the United States, the Centers for Disease Control also recommends going for regular health checkups. So, from my research, looking at studies on CVD, what would I say are the top five things that could easily and likely delay or even prevent heart disease? The five of them. Number one, have annual checkups and no family history. In Australia, Australasia, Japan, India, Nigeria, and Sweden, studies that took a single snapshot of a sample of the population suggested that only 50% of the people went for yearly health checkups, so half of the population. A correlation has been observed between an awareness of regular health checkups and the development of strokes. Of course, this may be because people who get regular checkups could also have a greater general awareness of health to keep themselves healthy. But such awareness is still generally low, despite heart disease being a big killer, the biggest. And this may also limit people's knowledge of any family history that might indicate later problems. But start having yearly checkups. Start it. Do it. That's number one. Number two, eat healthy food and limit alcohol and smoking. Stop smoking. Diets are complex in human societies, and different foods have been observed to increase or decrease risk of cardiovascular disease. Since 1990s, the Mediterranean diet must be one of the most popular and most promoted. Mediterranean diet is particularly encouraged by the Mayo Clinic because of these components. It includes primarily plant-based foods, such as fruits and vegetables, whole grains, legumes and nuts. Replaces part of its healthy fats such as cold-pressed virgin olive oil. Uses herbs and spices instead of salt to flavor foods. Limits red meat to no more than a few times a month. And substitutes fish and poultry at least twice a week. Fish has to be something not shellfish, not shrimps, not crabs, not lobsters. They are not fish. They are not healthy either. Don't eat them. Fish that, when it's still alive and swimming around, has backbone and scales. That's the fish that is healthy for human beings. Easy statement. How do we know this? I'm not going to go into details, but just believe it. Fish that has scales and backbone. That's what you eat. Nothing else. So, eat twice a week at least, or more often. Eat fewer processed carbohydrates, only full grains. Eat vegetables and high fiber. It includes dairy products. I'm sorry, excludes dairy products, processed oils, refined sugar, salt, alcohol, and coffee. Now you can have a cup of coffee, two cups of coffee, but not too many. Say 3-4 is a maximum. And you have to have a lot of water. Now when your daytime are feeling hungry, have about 16 ounces plain pure water and see how you feel. Because every aspect the human body needs water to function. And most likely you are not even hungry. You need water. Then you drink water, the hunger goes away because you really were not hungry. It's a wrong feeling to believe that you're hungry. You were thirsty. So start drinking more water than you have been drinking. Minimum daily water use is the same amount of ounces in liquid ounces than how many pounds you are in a normal weight. So eat healthy, as I explained here, and drink water even daytime several times when you feel hungry, and you will recognize surprisingly that the hunger goes away. That's how you also control your weight. Next, keep cleaner and quieter environments to have health and avoid heart problems. We have known for decades how harmful smoking and secondhand smoke, particularly in homes, can be for health. There have been already bans on smoking in public spaces and advertising tobacco products in many countries, and reduced hospital admissions have been recorded. Banning smoking in the home has also been found to be beneficial. Now, the health insurance companies are planning to ban the smoking at home, otherwise they won't take you as a customer or have higher fees. That's a good idea for your best. Living in adverse neighborhood conditions has also been observed to be linked to greater prevalence of heart diseases. This means more poverty-minded neighborhoods that are close to highways. The pollution is terrible and the noise is terrible. All these affect to sickness. So these include environmental factors such as air and water quality, noise, traffic and rubbish, but also links with stress factors such as harm, harassment, discrimination and violence. All these things can affect health and even heart health. A recent study observed that adolescents in the United Kingdom who were dissatisfied with their neighborhood for whatever reason were more likely to engage in unhealthy behavior and lifestyle, wrong eyes lifestyle, while housing was assumed to play a role in heart health, air quality, room temperature, heating use, and chemicals could matter too. In households, sleep is essential for biological functioning. We really should sleep 6 to 8 hours, minimum 6.5, 7. The idea would be 7 to 8 for adults. Babies sleep almost 24 hours, and teenagers is 10 to 11. That's the case. If you don't, we get sick. Because the brain cleans itself when we sleep. And if you don't have REM sleep, which is in about 90 minutes long and repeated a few times a night, rapid eye movements means REM sleep. REM sleep, rapid eye movements. And we have the dreams there, but at those moments, those are very cleaning of our nervous system and health. So the more you can find in the internet and our website also. But the key is to sleep 7 to 8 hours as an adult. How many people do sleep? Most people sleep 5.5, 6 hours, and that's too little. So start getting to senses and start sleeping more. Now, poor housing, neighborhoods, and workplace are also where stress and violence could trigger the development of heart disease symptoms and finally make a person sick. And women could be particularly affected. Policies for upgrading and regenerating areas, as it happens in Scotland, would lower risks. Nail 4. Exercise and use public transportation. Obesity is a strong risk factor for many chronic diseases, basically all, including heart diseases. By the way, 95% of all diseases are believed to come from a wrong lifestyle. But you have to walk. You have to walk at least 10 to 20,000 steps a day by a pedometer. Use it. Pedometer counts your steps. 10,000 steps minimum. Between 10,000 to 25,000 is an idea. So, obesity is a strong risk factor and growing alarming in many countries. Lots of scientific research has shown how being physically active could help lessen all kinds of sicknesses. Walk. Use public transportation. British and Indian researchers recently documented how active travel by walking, biking, and using public transportation could help reduce cardiovascular diseases and any disease. By doing so, it could also help reduce, monoxide emissions and clean the shared breathing air in urban areas. 5. Avoid artificial products with chemicals. Environmental chemicals which could disrupt our hormones and energy metabolism have been linked to all kinds of sicknesses, including heart diseases. So anything processed is wrong. Prepare your own food in your own kitchen from healthy nutrients. Healthy ingredients you can buy in your local supermarket and natural. That's how you stay healthy. Why would wanna make yourself sick? So, simple is simple. Don't eat processed food. Prepare it yourself. Avoid artificial products with chemicals. Environmental chemicals which could disrupt our hormones and energy metabolism have been linked to all sicknesses. The European Commission says it committed to combating the use of such chemicals. We come into contact with these chemicals on a daily basis from multiple sources, including cans, bottles, containers, plastic products, and canned food. While there is often debate about the dangers of some chemicals and or amount of exposure, certain chemicals are associated with conditions such as high blood pressure and everything else. And we have them constantly in all this processed food, in everything. So avoid them. Prepare your own food in your own kitchen. Start hearing this. While government implements policy to minimize the use of chemicals in industry, we as consumers could learn to choose more natural products to avoid such exposure. Although the affordability of these kinds of products might be the concern. But as I mentioned to you, when you learn to use the Save the American Family new eating plan, it costs for one person, adult person, I tested it in 3 years, only $95 per month. That's not much. In addition, more use of green space has been found to benefit all kinds of heart health related issues and any other health related issues. That research has done in Canada, Denmark, Lithuania, and New Zealand, and many other places. Meaning, like New York City has a lot more green spaces. New York City changed much in Mayor Bloomberg's time. Exposure to natural environments can increase vitamin D, which is also important for heart health. It is not only associated with metabolic function, but also with good sleep patterns, the kinds of things that impact all sickness and avoiding sicknesses. So far, taking vitamin D supplements is neither proven to be beneficial nor harmful, so it's waste of money. CSC, CVD, Central Disease Control Disease and Center of this kind of issue, what they do. Ultimately, managing heart health is a lifetime effort. Ultimately, managing any kind of health issue is a lifetime effort. Ignoring strong potential risk factors may put out health risk over time and will. Complications linked to all kinds of problems in health are getting more and more difficult to manage, and person suffers the rest of their life. Now, the best advice then would be to start thinking about prevention early, particularly if you think you are at risk. Everybody at risk. So prevention is the key. Eat the way I was describing. Eat the way we teach in our website. Particularly if you think you are at risk, but everybody is at risk if you eat the wrong manner. Sleep enough. 7 to 8 hours, no matter what you do, and embed good behavior patterns into daily life. This calls for individually, but also for our education system and wider culture. Now, when you listen to these radio shows, you can get continuing education, university and college credits. They are free, and they never expire, and they are valid worldwide. But you have to register as a listener, and the instructions are in our website in the tab Radio and TV Shows. And the website is www.spaf1org.weebly.com. You just heard in a short manner something important. First of all, Ultimately, managing health is a lifetime effort. And if you're overweight, you can't do far. Lose your overweight. What you just heard is, in the smallest amount of time, given the most important facts. Apply them. Apply everything you find in our our website, and start having the weekly meeting with your children in your own home. Now, the government is planning new instructions about food and what to eat. New guidelines may promote less meat in diet. A panel that advises the USA Department of Agriculture, USDA, appears set to recommend that you be told not only what foods are better for your own health, but also for the environment. That means when the latest version of the government dietary guidelines comes out, it's not out yet, but when it comes out, it may push even harder for people to choose more fruits, vegetables, nuts, whole grains, and other plant-based foods at the expense of meat. And that is a good threat. A draft recommendation circulated in these months. As said, a sustainable diet helps ensure food access for both the current population and future generations. A dietary pattern higher in plant-based foods and lower in animal-based foods is more health-promoting than is associated with lesser environmental impact than it is in the current average USA diet, the draft says. There is compatibility and overlap between what's good for health and good for the environment, the panel says. Once the recommendations are made, the agricultural and health and human services departments will draft the final dietary guidelines expected about maybe 2016. Published every 5 years, the guidelines are the basis for the USDA's MyPlate icon, which replaced the well-known food pyramid in 2010. And is designed to help Americans with healthy eating. So the MyPlate came 2010, and every 5 years something might come new, and they're working on that. Should be ready this week, latest published this coming 2016. The guidelines now recommend eating lean meat and chicken instead of reducing meat altogether. But another draft discussed at the panel meeting says the healthy dietary pattern includes fewer red and processed meats. In response, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, of course, sent out a statement by Dr. and cattle producer Richard Thorpe, calling the committee based biased and the meat recommendation absurd. Of course. They raise their cattle and make money on that. He said lean beef has a role in healthy diets. Now, maybe so, but I don't agree that it is needed. Well, I have a PhD in nutrition, and I certainly think I know something, also by my own experience. This is today's topic, and this is today's material. Follow these instructions. If we have still more time, and if this doesn't cut off, I would like to handle a little bit, this is too long topic, but I say this. Diet's impact on students is something that most people don't know. The human brain's developed up to 25 or years. So it's not fully developed before the person is about 25 years old. And the food is clearly affecting the academic success. So, most children have all kinds of problems, and the problems are coming from this chemicalized food. We take this issue up next time. Diet's impact on students too big to ignore. Parents who can ensure their teenagers eat well may be conferring significant benefits on their academic performance. Their studies have showed that they do. So you have to pay attention what your children eat who are still in development ages, and they are developing their brains up to 25. Now, we know we are called adult at the age of 18, and the drinking age in the United States is a couple of years older, but still the brains have not developed fully before 25. And if we eat in a wrong manner, our brains have no chances developing in a full manner, in the best possible way. We are going to continue next time. And this is the show, Doctor, Can You Help Me? Follow these instructions. Have a family meeting. And you will be months and every week handling issues that you find in our website, in the tab services and some tab history and marriage, as I explained at the beginning of the show. This is your host, Dr. Can you help me, Saul? And your host, Dr. Christian. Until next time.
Both of them.